my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
For waking up with Jazzy, 93.7 KJZY, Sebastopol.
93.7 Jazzy.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 11th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour.
This is a very sad day for my team and everyone here.
That is Dee Byrne, president of Palisades Tahoe, addressing the media. The Placer County Sheriff has released the name of the person killed in yesterday's avalanche at Palisades Tahoe, and he's from the North Bay. 66-year-old Kenneth Kidd, a resident of both Point Reyes and Truckee, was killed when the avalanche hit about 9:30 in the morning near the KT-22 chairlift. Another person sustained a leg injury. As of this morning, there are no reports of missing individuals. The debris field was 10 feet deep and stretched an estimated 150 feet across and 450 feet from top to bottom. Due to heavy overnight snow and the cleanup required, both Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows will delay their opening today. KT-22 will remain closed. Sonoma State University has decided to join the statewide CSU system strike starting on January 22nd, the first day that students are supposed to be back in class. Negotiators for the California Faculty Association broke off talks with the chancellor's negotiating team on Tuesday. An SSU spokesperson tells the Press Democrat that the campus will be open and operational with no classes planned to be canceled at this time during the five-day strike. Governor Newsom is announcing a $291 billion state spending plan with an estimated $38 billion deficit. That's a significantly lower budget deficit than the Legislative Analyst Office predicted in December. It figured the state would be $68 billion in the hole. And your forecast, cold early with a frost advisory, then sunny and cool with low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, more low 30s. Look for partly cloudy skies tomorrow with low 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please, register now at SonomaMediaGroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Jazzy.
Well, if you can believe this, it's already the 11th day of January. How is time flying so quickly in 2024? Troy Durand here. We slow it down a little bit with the smooth sounds of the greatest songs of all time. Here's Bill Withers to get us started today on Jazzy 93.7.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
my heart.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down along the river. A certain woman in this town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down along the river. The river, the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to swing the blues.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down along the river. A certain man on this town keeps dragging my heart around, and all I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down along the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
To sing the blues
down along the river.
I know the deep blue sea.
Ooh, that deep blue sea
will soon be calling me.
Calling me.
It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
It must be love, say what you choose.
We got a right to sing the blues.
Jazzy KJZY.
Transitioning from the home you've known to a senior living community can be a difficult and emotional time. My name is Sean, and I invite you to come experience Arbol Residences. We have been serving Santa Rosa seniors for over 20 years.
Arbol Residences is a senior living community offering assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing.
Our memory loss program, we call it Heartfelt Connections, is about creating a highly individualized plan set in a warm and caring environment.
Every interaction supports your loved one's self-worth, self-esteem, esteem, and overall health and well-being. This program is effective at gently reducing moments of fear, anxiety, and frustration, helping people with dementia feel more independent and comfortable.
Trained caregivers help your loved one achieve a sense of pride and accomplishment in day-to-day activities. We're here to help ease the burden of dementia. Call today to reserve your experience.
More information online at arbolsantarosa.com. RCFE number 49680-3785. CDPH number 01000430.
We take the A-Train and the King Sisters as the greatest songs of all time continue on Jazzy 93.7.
Must take the A-Train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A-Train, you find you missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry! If you wanna hurry home to Harlem, take the A-Train, take the A-Train. Hurry, hurry, hurry home to A-Train, take the A-Train, take the A-Train, take the A-Train. If you wanna hear them, well, you gotta get aboard this rail, we're leaving now.
Jazzy, 93.7 KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. And Joe Harnell will fly me to the moon on our wonderful, beautiful Thursday. 54-hour high today with partly cloudy skies, light winds, good air quality, and Della Reese on Jazzy.
Don't you know I have fallen in love with you? For the rest of my whole life through, don't you know I was yours from the very day that you happened to come my way? Can't you? I'm under your spell. By the look in my eyes, can't you tell? Can't you tell? Now don't you know every beat of my heart keeps crying out, I want you so. Don't you know?
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happier without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer.
say that we can start anew. In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. Answer me, my love.
Cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. Oh, I believe. The sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's that bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe. When my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I have but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart, I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you.
Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 11th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The two GOP candidates battling for second place in the Republican presidential primary, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, had a chance last night to show their party they were the best alternative to frontrunner Donald Trump. But the moment was stolen when Chris Christie dropped out of the race and then was caught on a mic offstage saying she's going to get smoked about Haley, and as for DeSantis, he's petrified. However, both candidates continually attacked Donald Trump. A 13-year-old Santa Rosa girl remains missing this morning after she was last seen leaving the Headwaters Academy in Petaluma yesterday about 12:30. Kazmira Azpod is 5 feet tall and weighs about 100 pounds with brown hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing a red jacket, black hoodie, black sweats, and white Converse shoes. Anyone with information about her whereabouts should contact the Petaluma police. Napa County announced its plan to meet long-term housing needs by building 3,000